of most of the
Curia?
No, the way to approach future.
What is your position? What is the position of the living entities?
Very well, especially on relation with the superior knowledge of the lower and upper knowledge in the for approaching reality.
Is she?
I'm a critical advisor, yes.
Is the more concerning with the theory of knowledge rather than actually having some knowledge?
That is a theory of knowledge.
Yes, I feel I have been studying the past with the textbooks of Shankara, especially the Vajra of Badarayana.
Theory of knowledge?
Yes.
How did you explain?
Oh, God. You put me in a rather particular position,
Every living being has got knowledge. What is the theory of knowledge?
Well, I clarified myself with how the individual is.
Every individual being has knowledge. Even a small ant, it has got knowledge.
But how you can...
knowledge, of course, development of knowledge according to the body, but a living entity, even the trees, they have got knowledge, they grow, when there is some block, they do not grow that side, they grow this side. Is it not? Yeah. So every living being has got knowledge. The basic knowledge, how to maintain, everyone has got.
You know, how you can discriminate by the knowledge that your senses have been given to you and the real knowledge of the truth?
No, knowledge, living entity by constitutional position has got knowledge. But in connection with this material world, when this living entity comes to this material world, so according to the body, the development of knowledge differs.
I think you are
one is following
the different
stages. Yes, different stages of knowledge means different types of body. Just like a child. A child is talking in some way. The same child, when you get a different body, youthful body, he talk differently. What do you think?
I would like to ask you a question. One scientist, who is one of the fathers of the Western tradition, formulated the question which was the beginning of metaphysics in a way, Western metaphysics. The question is, why there is anything? What is your stance about this classic point?
Why
there is anything?
Anything?
Why anything exists? What is the reason for the existence of
anything? Why anything exists? What do you mean by anything?
Well, that's precisely the point. What is the purpose? What is the sense? If there is any, or does this very question make sense?
Unless I understand, what is that anything? First of all, you have to understand what is that anything. Anything just like this book, this table, this bell, these are so many things. So you can take any one of that, if that is anything. But what is your idea of anything?
Oh, reality. Reality, material, external reality to our ego, or internal reality as well.
internal reality and external reality?
Both for me, or anything covers both.
Yes. So that also we understand anything. There are so many varieties of things. You can take any one of them, there is anything. But your question should be, where from these things coming? That should be the proper question.
What is the reason of anything?
There are so many things, and you can take any one of them, there is anything. But the real question should be, where from all these things are coming? That is the real question. What is the origin of all these things?
Well, the origin is more on the theoretical side. It's a question, why, but I'm rather after the purpose.
Yes, very nice to say. But there is the real source of everything. That is Vedanta Sutra, perhaps you have read. Vedanta Sutra, that question is, where from all these things come? So the answer is that Janmadrasya Jataha, Brahma, the original thing is Brahma, or the Absolute Truth, and from him everything is emanating. Just like physical, the sun is there, and the whole material world is product of the sunshine. What your physical science says? And do they not say it is a fact, the sunshine, due to the sunshine, all these material things are there?
All right. More involved than just saying that sun is just a big complex of hydrogen and helium, a big pile of rubbish, really. But it develops this marvelous reaction which causes it work as a big nuclear reactor. That I'm a different story, but the vision of science, of all the present science about the meaning of celestial bodies and the meaning of in particular of sun and moon and so on. We are extremely realistic about it. We can't see, assuming all the glory of that what happens on the earth due to the existence of the bodies. We do not try to look inside of the structure of the strength of something meant for us, that universe that is. And the question, let me send questions which I'm repeating, that's not my question. The big question is, Western philosophy presently does not answer, does not ask this question. So I think that this scientist who is asking quite a point. This question expresses this problem. Quest of the human race for some meaning, for some sense, for some sense. That's what religions are offering us. Or philosophy, well, rarely, directly, we hear the direct answer to that.
What is your direct answer?
Oh, I don't have any. If I would have, I would ask you.
That means your knowledge is insufficient.
Precisely.
Therefore,
that is the beginning of the
answer.
We know that we don't know, and I don't have that.
That's all right. We don't know means our knowledge is insufficient. But knowledge means must be progressive. We should not remain in insufficient knowledge. We must make further progress to get sufficient knowledge. inquiry.
But you refer to some other, more direct ways of acquiring knowledge than just the standard.
No, because we have got insufficient knowledge, we cannot approach directly. It is not possible. We have to take knowledge, quell your sufficient from it. Because you have got insufficient knowledge, so you cannot make progress. Just like beyond this wall, you cannot say what is there. There is insufficient knowledge. But that does not mean there is nothing. Because you cannot say what is beyond this wall. That does not mean that there is nothing beyond this world. Your knowledge is insufficient. Is it not?
It is not Indian philosophy.
It is philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The philosophy is not Indian or American.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is truth. Not Indian truth, American truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true. That is relative truth.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute truth is absolute. That is neither Indian nor American.
But in what sense do you use the concept truth here?
Yeah.
Is it in the ontological sense, or is it in somehow in more pragmatical human sense, refers to human beings?
Yes, it is pragmatic. That you cannot see beyond this world. That is your insufficient knowledge. All your senses are insufficient. You cannot go beyond this world. But that does not mean there is nothing beyond this world. So if you want to know what is beyond this world, you have to know from a person who knows it. Yes. Because you cannot see, you cannot know, that is not the end. There must be something.
What?
Huh? It is actual fact. That is pragmatic. It is actual fact, there is so many things that are. But you do not know. Because your senses are imperfect. Your eyes are imperfect. Your touch imperfect. Gathering senses. The senses which gathers knowledge. Just the eyes. We can see and gather knowledge. We can hear, we gather knowledge. We can taste, we gather knowledge. So, because your senses are imperfect, therefore, your knowledge gathered, there is imperfect. There is no question of mystic. First of all, we have to admit that on account of our senses being imperfect, whatever knowledge we gather, there is imperfect. That is imperfect. Therefore, if you want to possess real knowledge, you have to approach somebody who is perfect.
Yes.
You cannot.
How can we know that somebody is perfect?
That is another thing. But the first of all, the basic principle is we have to understand that our senses are imperfect. And whatever we knowledge we gather by these imperfect senses, they are imperfect. So, if we want perfect knowledge, then we have to approach somebody whose senses are perfect, whose knowledge is perfect. That is the principle. That is the basic principle. Therefore, the basic principle says, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avirache. You know Sanskrit. Yes. In order to know that perfect knowledge, one should approach Guru. So So he is guru. Then the next person is your question. How I can?
How can I know that?
That I am coming. Guru, that is next line, it is said, Srutriyam Brahmanistham. Guru means who has properly heard the Vedas. Sruti. Srutriyam. And as a result of his hearing, he is firmly convinced in the existence of the Absolute True God.
Then we will come to one of the mentioned theories of knowledge. I think
Shabda Brahma. Yes.
Then if you are able to communicate, to have
Shabda Brahma, just like many thousands of miles away, we are getting some radio message. And we learn that something is happening there, something is there. Therefore, Shabda. This is Shabda means sound. Sound. Sound vibration. So, that is the real source of knowledge. That is the real source. Shabda Brahma.
One of the sources of knowledge of the only one.
No, that is the only one. There are others, they are covered in it. But the Shabda, knowledge is the Shabda, through Shabda, Shabda Brahma. That is perfect. Just like the same example, beyond the wall I cannot see. But if somebody there says, this is the position here, the sound comes, there is perfect. You cannot see what is going on. But if somebody says, sends radio message or any message, sound, then you know. So therefore, Shabda Prama, Shabda knowledge received through Shabda, that is perfect knowledge.
That means that through Shabda and through all the means, you can have a direct intuition, but you can't detect.
Intuition is direct perception. Shabda, you can direct perception. It is not intuition, it is perception. Therefore the word is used, Sutriya, Brahmanistha. So our process is to receive knowledge through Shabda Brahma, Vedic. Just like Eka Narayana Asit, Eka Narayana, before creation there was only Narayana. Na Brahma, na Isha, there is no Brahma, there is no Shiva. So this is Shabda Prama. Shabda Prama. In the beginning, there was God, nothing else. So in this way, our basic principle is, when your knowledge is corroborated by the Vedic bhasha, then it is perfect.
But according to Shankara and Pada and Chetakur, then it is not the only way that you can approach truth. You can also approach through deduction.
There are many ways. Just like hypothesis. Mm-hmm. Hypothesis. Yes. History. Mm-hmm. Hypothesis. History. Then direct. Perception. There are many, but they, of all these, Shabda Prama is taken as best. Shabda Prama. Evidence through the sound. That is best.
Okay. According to, if I correct, I want to know what you mean. If one truth comes through the value, existential value of the thing, through the darshan, it is possible, and not only through intuition, the direct intuition of the reality of the thing.
Value by intuition?
And knowledge of the existence of the thing, of anything.
Yes, the knowledge of existence, that nitya sasatoyam, nitya sasatoyam, that is knowledge of existence. So, you have to learn which is nitya and which is not nitya, from the authority. This is nitya and this is anitya. So, nitya nityanam, cetana cetananam, these are the basic verses. There is one chief nitya amongst the many nityas. Let's say we living entities, we are nityas, itana. But you try to understand eternity. You are a child, or I was a child. Now, that body, child body, is no longer existing. But I understand, I know that I had a body, child. That I am nitya. I am existing. The body has gone. But I am existing. That I am eternal, nitya. Is it clear?
Well, I remember one other explanation that when you are sleeping, and you have a...
No, when I'm sleeping, I'm working.
And you have a dream, and then when you are coming back from sleep,
yes.
You can remember this.
Yes.
That means that you are conscious of your existence even on the professional...
I'm not doing it wrong, sir, but...
This is a normal experience.
The consciousness depends on me.
Yes.
Because I am there, therefore consciousness. So... I am nitya. This is the proof of nitya. Then many changes have taken place. But those changes, the phenomenal changes, they have gone out. They are no more existing. Therefore they are not nitya. Just like dream. At night I saw one dream. But the dream is no more existing. But I remember that last night I saw the dream. Therefore I am nitya. And the dream is anitya. The dream is anitya. Similarly, this phenomenal world, I'm not sleeping, but I'm so-called awake. So I'm seeing you, I'm seeing the devil, this book. But when I'm asleep, I forget all this. I forget. I am in a different world. I am seeing different things. So this is also dream. And the dream at night, that is also dream. But I, the seer of this dream and that, I am the eternal.
But this is not like depending on the consciousness of the individual, the existence of things.
Existence of things, I say, at night when I'm dreaming,
yeah.
I do not see existence of these things. And at this time, in this time, when I'm seeing these things, I do not see the existence of the dream. So, the conclusion should be, both these things I see in daytime and I see at night, they are no existence. They are phenomena. But I am the seer, I am eternal. I am existing. This is the proof. Because at night I am seeing and daytime I am seeing. So therefore I am eternal. But the phenomenal manifestation, they are temporary. We don't say it is false. Temporary. The Maharaji Sampad said it is false. Brahma Sattva Javan Mitha. Mitha means false. But you don't say it's false. You don't say that this book is false. It has not reality, but temporary. This book has come into form at a certain date, and it will exist for certain days. And when it will be worn out or old, there will be no existence. Therefore, the formation of this book is temporary. But I am the leader of the book, amateur. So two things are there, temporary and eternal. The temporary existence, somebody says false, but we say it is not false, it is temporary. But there is an eternal existence. Just like I am eternal. That is, we have to learn from sabda, vibration. Nāhāllāpeh annamāne sarīre. You understand Sanskrit? Nāhāllāpeh annamāne sarīre. That eternal thing is existing. It will continue to exist. Even after the destruction of this temporary body, it will continue to exist.
Well, coming again to the question that Dr. Levan is asking you, well, it is possible to understand all these things and accord as it either in the sense of the advice.
You have to understand, I have already said, that we are about our imperfect senses. We cannot understand. But we have to understand from a person who has a perfect knowledge.
But why the existence of all these things?
Huh?
Why the existence of all these
three aspects? So? Why?
No.
And then the answer is, why there shall not be existence? That's all the answer, please. If you ask a question like that, why there is existence?
I don't know.
Well, then I shall inquire, why there shall not be existence? Therefore, the decision should be taken from the Absolute. Your question, my answer, will not solve. If you say, why there is existence, I can ask you, why there shall not be existence? And who decides?
If I may say something, this basic question, I suppose, may be asked only on the level of or religion or philosophy, which does not put a line of division between practice in life and abstract investigations. Now, in normal Western thinking, we do deny the very purpose of that question. As a matter of fact, we never ask it. Since time of the when ladies did ask the question, we all forgot it, or deliberately we suppress it. We simply say, all right, let's be concerned only with those things which we can deal with effectively in material world, and the question of purpose, let's leave aside. Now, I suppose that within this system of thought, which you have...
I may just tell you two things. The purpose is experienced by every one of us. What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose? Anything. That everyone we can understand very easily. The purpose is ananda.
Huh?
Yes. pleasure. That is the purpose. There is no difficulty to understand what is the purpose. The purpose is pleasure seeking. Our purpose is pleasure. One who hasn't got the pleasure is seeking after it. That is the purpose. Purpose is ananda. Anandamaya abhyasat, that is the Vedanta Sutta. Every one of us seeking ananda. The scientific knowledge, philosophy, or even driving the car, or whatever you are doing, the purpose is ananda. That is a common fact. Purpose is, why I am eating vegetable dishes? I can eat anything. But I am seeking that this sort of food stuff will please me. That is ananda.
That is driving force and motivation of most of human activities. But the question purpose, which Leibniz was asking for, was he was asking on higher plane, in abstraction from that.
The higher plane means you are seeking after pleasure, but that is being abstract. That is your position. You are seeking pleasure, but it is not unabstract. Therefore, you are seeking higher, where there is no abstraction. Pleasure is the purpose. But when you speak of higher plane, that means you are experiencing abstraction in getting pleasure. So you are seeking a platform where there is no abstraction. But the purpose is the same.
Not necessarily, that would be supposing that we, human beings, are exactly the center of existence and all criteria.
Existence
should be applied, measuring everything what exists. Now the question, why there is anything, is asked on the more higher, I said higher level, in the sense, trying to forget about this anthropocentric thinking. This one
thinking
relates to everything what may exist. Other beings, right? Other intelligence. That is big why
this is a fact. That intelligent or not intelligent, that doesn't matter. Everyone is seeking pleasure. Ananda. The Sanskrit word is ananda. So, ananda, suppose I am constructing a big house to live there. But before the construction is finished, I die. Just like Napoleon, that in the France, acts in Paris. He could not finish. You see? There are so many things. We are thinking by finishing this, we shall be happy. But that is sometimes hampered. So, ananda is checked. So this is the position. So, higher means where ananda is not checked. That is higher. The purpose is ananda. But in this material world, we are experiencing ananda being checked. That's why nobody wants to die. That's a fact. Why he should die? That, as I already discussed, that I know that I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, and now I have got this body, old man's body, which is now going to finish. So, I am replenished. Now whatever ananda I was drawing in my living condition, now it is going to be finished. But if we think properly that I am eternal, so although the body will be finished, I will not be finished. This is very natural. But I was not finished because my childhood body was finished. So I was not finished. My boyhood body was not finished. I was not finished. My youth was finished, but I was not finished. Similarly, the conclusion should be, even though this body will be finished, I will not be finished. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatha dehantara prati dhira satta namiyati. Dhira, one is intelligent. He is not discharged. Dhira satta namiyati. So, dhira, one is dhira, sober, philosopher, he knows that I am not going to be finished. I shall have to accept another body. Now, whether that body will be ananda, that is the consolation. I will get another body, just as this body, after changing so many bodies, moment after moment you are changing body, that is the medical science, changing of blood corpuscles. So, this body will be changed again. Then I will have to enter the mother's womb and packed up for at least 10 months in a suffocated condition. This is scientific, you know. Then again I will come out when the body is prepared nicely to come out and exist. So that period of formation of body is not ananda. To remain compact in this way for 10 months, it is not ananda. It is not ananda. Just opposite ananda. Then, when it dies, that death means the miserable condition is so great that we cannot leave there to God. There is no ananda. Then when we have got this body changing, there is no ananda because we are sometimes diseased. And to become old man, there is also not ananda. Therefore, I am eternal. I am seeking after something which is eternal ananda. Therefore, next consideration should be that whether this condition of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease can be changed. That is next question. And if there is possibility, then we shall try for it. But there is possibility. Yes. The conclusion is, so long we get this material body, because matter is not eternal. Anything you take, material, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these are all material things. So, these material things, they are not eternal. None of them. This table is created. It is not eternal. It will finish at a certain day. Anything is there. But I am eternal. So, if I transform myself in another nature, it is eternal, then my ananda will be eternal. That is the purpose of life.
Look at this one, identity between the Atman and the sense of the
Atman. Yes, I am Atma, you are Atma.
And the Atman of the world mentality, absolute.
Yes, there, Atman, Paramatma, Paramatma. As I was speaking, Nitya, Nityara. We are all Nityas, Nityara. But there is one chief Nitya. Just like leader. Anywhere we go, we have got a leader. Now he is in Mexico State. There is a president. You cannot have it. In your college, there is principal. There must be a leader. Similarly, the whole thing taken together, there must be one leader. You have to speak from experience that in your physical department or in your religious department, there is chief leader, professor, or you may be, but that is the way. Therefore, basic information is that we are eternal, but there is another eternal, who is chief eternal. That is God. He is eternal. We are also eternal. Then what is the difference? The difference is that inkuja bhavanam vidadati kama, that one eternal, chief eternal, he is maintaining all the subordinate eternal. So both the eternals are eternal, and the purpose is pleasure. Just like a small example, a family man, the father is the chief man in the family, the mother is there, the children are there, all together. But the father is the chief man in the family. He is maintaining the family. And there is Ananda. Pleasure. Similarly, Ananda is the aim of both, all the eternals. The chief eternal or the subordinate eternal. But the supplier is the chief eternal. So, when we come together, the chief eternal and the subordinate eternal, and enjoy together, that is the purpose of life.
I said, according to all the systems of philosophy, like Indian philosophy and Eastern art, like for instance, this is Ramakrishna and Sekhanan.
They are not philosophers.
They are all ancient
They are not philosophers.
I said, you are also proposing the possibility to acquire knowledge through contact.
Our position is, I am already explained, that we are all imperfect. Therefore, we have to take knowledge from the perfect. So, God is perfect. Or Krishna is perfect. So we have to receive knowledge from Him. Then our knowledge is perfect. And so long we shall speculate, that is not perfect. Because you are speculating, it is imperfect. instrument. What is used?
They just think that the only way to acquire...
Yeah, if I want to cut this table, I must have proper instrument. If I want to cut this table with this book, let me cut this. How it is possible?
Okay.
You must know that for cutting this table, it requires this instrument.
Yes, then you think that the only way to acquire knowledge is through
Shabda. Yes. Shabda Pramana.
I'm thinking of
the Kavana. That would be also possible. That's why I'm trying something, and some experienced man says, do like this. This is Shabda Pramana. Mm-hmm. The Shabda Pramana. One who is known, he says, do like this. The do like this means Shabda. Sound. And it enters your ear and it do adjust it. That was Shabda Pramana. Just like you are sleeping and another man is coming to kill you and another friend says, get up, get up, get up. There is enemy, he is coming to kill you. Then you wake up. That was the sound, is the Pramana. There was enemy. These are crude examples. When you are asleep, you cannot understand. You have got eyes, you have got hands, you have legs, but no experience. But the ear gives you warning, even if you are sleeping. There is enemy, your eyes cannot see, your hand cannot touch, but the ear can give you evidence. Yes, as soon as your evidence is yes. There is any. He's coming to kill me. Therefore, the oral reception, sound reception, is the evidence. Knowledge received through authentic sound vibration.
Sometimes I would like to ask a question this way. Within that what you said, the assumption that individual ego is eternal and also subordinate to that what is eternal, hierarchically higher. Nevertheless, is the part of that which is the eternal reality. And that is, I understand, basic thought in that which was later developed. Question. Is this statement, what you made, a statement of fact based on direct perception, or is it something that rather follows traditional belief? And is that the axiomatic basis of your philosophy, as similarly as other philosophies have axiomatic basis?
No, this is axiomatic basis because you have to accept that your senses are imperfect. So you, by speculation, cannot have perfect knowledge. This is axiomatic truth.
Well, that is the epistemological truth, unless we may go along, there is, as a matter of fact, doubt about truth of direct sensual perception, well, is the basis, one of models of the sensing activity.
But
my question is rather, this statement, the basic statement about eternal ego and so on, is a statement which you somehow give to us. Revealed message, something what is that?
Yes,
truth.
Revealed.
Or is? Yes.
Revealed.
Yeah.
It is revealed. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, the vibration is coming from Krishna. Now, you practically realize, yes, what is said is correct. That is direct perception. First of all, you receive the message and then apply your logic and see that it is correct. Therefore, it is perfect. When you receive the knowledge and when you directly apply to your perception, when you see it is correct, and that is the proof that the message which you receive is correct.
That
is called realization.
Yes.
First of all, you receive the sound, then apply your instruments, and when you find it, it is correct. So our process is to receive knowledge from the perfect. That's all. We are not perfect. But the knowledge we are getting, that is perfect. So according to that perfect direction, if we mold our life, then we are successful. Otherwise, go on experimenting, speculating. Chirang bichin nam. Chirang, you understand? Perpetually. Bichin nam, thinking. Chirang bichin nam. Athapiti viva padam bhujaddayam. Prasad li shanu grihita evahi. Janati tattam, nachanna ekoki chiram vichinnam. What is the use of speculating with imperfect senses? Useless waste of time. But that is the tendency of modern. They do not accept that their senses are imperfect. They want to see something distant place with microscope. What is called? Telescope. Telescope. But the telescope is manufactured by you. It is imperfect.
I would say that even in India, the ancient tradition, there were several proposals of how to arrange our telescope to be able to see more correctly.
You have to see that the Vedic Indian sun said, Shastra Chakshu. Your eyes would be the Shastra. There is another crude example. Just like, who is your father? How to understand? Through the vibration of the mother. The mother says, he is your father. Yes, sir. Otherwise, there is no experiment. So things which are beyond your perception, beyond your defective senses. That should not be speculated. What is beyond your perception, beyond your speculation, don't waste your time. So called argument. What is argument? Mother says he is your father. So what is argument? You cannot apply. Yes.
Well,
listen,
I said, also, meaning your husband going into argument.
That argument you can go on. But if you want to know the truth,
yes,
it will not be attained by argument.
Mm-hmm.
Because argument is also within your thinking power. Thinking, feeling, willing.
Yes.
So, that it is your thinking, feeling, willing is imperfect. What is the use of that argument? What is the use of your so-called advancement of knowledge?
No,
basically, in the senses, acquiring sense, knowledge acquiring senses as imperfect, then how you can get perfect knowledge?
But then how what we do with all techniques, all systems that have been developed, I say only in India, I am not thinking in other places, and on your own tradition. I said since Shankara onwards, of different ways to think, to study, to go deep into all these relationships in
Shankara has interpreted. Shankara has interpreted by his limited knowledge.
Yes.
So that is not perfect knowledge. Therefore we don't accept Shankara's philosophy.
Yes, but I said, he belongs to the same tradition and he belongs to the other.
That tradition is nothing. Tradition is temporary. You make your tradition, he make your tradition. That is all. But fact is fact. That is not dependent on tradition.
Yes, but
tradition, we can make tradition.
Yes.
We believe. That's why somebody says, we believe. What is the use of such thing? We believe. You may believe something which is not fact.
Yes, but we could say that since the tradition and later on all things in tradition have been performed, the things you have just said a few minutes ago. That means there is an identity between Atman and Brahman.
Identity is there. That's what I already said. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana. Both of them are identical so far Nitya is concerned or Chetana is concerned. But one is dependent and one and other is maintained. That is because.
But I said also, in all these laws, the Kati said that truth and Atman
are both of them are true.
And you are him also.
True, both of them are true. You are truth, I am truth. You are living, I am living, existing. This is true. This is true. But you are from Israel and I am something else. That is temporary. But so far you are a living being and I am a living being. That is true. But your dress and my dress, that is temporary.
Yes, but
it's
really
hard to... So you have to understand like that. In this material world, we are mixed up with temporary and eternal. The living entity is eternal, but his body is temporary. This is the belief. So, the problem is why the eternal has got temporary things. That is hampering his ananda. That's why I'm sitting here. Now somebody says, now you'll have to die and accept another body. This is not very pleasing to me. Or even I'm sitting in this apartment and somebody says, no, you change your mind, come here. Again I change another apartment. So I seek after why I'm changing this apartment. Is it not possible to get an eternal apartment? That should be the Brahma Jigyasa. That is Vedanta Sutta, first say, Athāda Brahma Jigyasa. Why I am subjected to this change? That is interesting. Why not eternal apartment? If I am eternal, that is interesting.
Did you say that for the Atman, as far as he is eternal and for the Atman, if he needs for the things, it's for the purpose of Anand.
Anand, yes.
That means he is required.
Nature. Nature, Anand.
All the things they have it is because of lila, pleasure, playing.
That is also Ananda.
Yes. But did mean that he needed?
Just like somebody goes within the water. Nowadays it has become fashion. What is that? Go to the within the water.
Diving.
But he does not belong to the water, but he takes some pleasure.
He needs pleasure.
Therefore he's seeking pleasure. That is the real air. Therefore he's going into the water. He has no business to go to the water. But because he's seeking pleasure, let me see if there is some pleasure. Experiment. Yes, sir. But he does not get, that's why they are going to the moon planet. Moon planet. Let us see. Because there is no ananda, he is seeking another type of ananda. And now they are prayed. Now they are going to Venus or what?
Mars.
This is why not. Buddha, Buddha, Pradiyati. He is not seeking after where is eternal happiness. He is temporary. He is seeking here, he is there. Bhutta bhutta pradiyate. In this way his life is finished, seeking ananda, and he gets another body, another time. So his intelligence is not coming to the point that what is this ananda? I am eternal. I am seeking eternal ananda. Why this ananda? Sometimes this body, sometimes this position, sometimes that position. What is this? That is intelligence. Individual. We are part and parcel. The same thing. The supreme eternal and we mean subordinate eternal. We are of the same quality. Quality is the same. But quantity is different. Therefore our knowledge quantity and his knowledge quantity differ. Therefore we should take knowledge from him. With large quantity of knowledge. We have a teeny quantity of knowledge. This is different. He is also cognizant, I am also cognizant. But his knowledge is vast, unlimited. My knowledge is teeny. Therefore, if you want to know more, you should know from me. That is perfect. Tadviklānāṁ thamsā guru-mēn bhattabhiyacche prūtiyam brahmanishtam. This is the
principle. May I ask a personal question? I know that you were a chemist.
I was not chemist, but I was manager in a big chemical factory. Therefore, automatically, I learned something at chemist. And later on, I started my own chemical factory.
You were belonging to England.
Yes.
England. And you were having also a guru there?
So oh, yes, certainly.
Yes.
Without guru, how can.
Yes, naturally. I think
not. Yeah, he's my guru, sorry.
What about the Bhavi Shiva?
Oh, yes. Very nice.
But
as far as I think, you are of the same
line
of Purushottam, no? You are the same line of Purushottam Saraswati. Of the great philosopher and great philosopher.
Purushottam Saraswati?
Saraswati. No, my Guru Maharaj was Saraswati. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Ah, what is
it? But that is the same line, no? Oh, yes. That is, the perfect knowledge, there is parampara. Just like I have got perfect knowledge, I tell. When you get the perfect knowledge, you tell. This is called parampara. Yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. even parampara prastham even raga visayogidu. Without that parampara, the knowledge is not perfect. Is it Prasad? Yes. I have traveled all over the world in 8 years. 8 years?
About 8 years.
From 1967. 8 years. So 8 years I have traveled 14 times. About that. That's twice in a year. this time I started from India, then I went to Hong Kong, from Hong Kong to Tokyo, from Tokyo to Honolulu, from Honolulu to Los Angeles, and from Los Angeles here, Mexico, and then where?
Caracas. And then Puerto Rico. In Miami, Atlanta, New York, London.
And then from London I may go directly to Bombay, or I may visit some other European cities where we have a temple, in Paris, in Geneva, in Rome, in Amsterdam, we have so many temples. Like this.
Krishna.
You have seen all our books?
Yes,
I have seen and I have gone somewhere. We have got our small and big book, 50 books. All about Krishna.
Can you understand that music plays an important role in the creation of people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If music is important to us.
What?
First of all, our basic principle is play that.
Mm-hmm.
So what about gives pleasure, we accept. That is natural. But in the material world, they take material pleasure. But we are for spiritual pleasure. So as soon as we speak of pleasure, there must be varieties. We know variety is the mother of enjoyment. So, the only thing is that the material pleasure, that is temporary. It is finished after a certain period. And spiritual may be eternal. So our endeavor is to transfer ourselves from this material pleasure to the spiritual pleasure. But the pleasure is the same, either in this material world or in the spiritual. Anandamaya Vyasa. This is Devi. Our position is Anandamaya. To remain in pleasure. But here, in this material world, the body is temporary, and everything is temporary, the pleasure is temporary.
Yoga, this is
yes, this is bhakti yoga.
Bhakti yoga.
Yes. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogi namanasi. Bhakti yogi namanasi. This is the practice, Bhagavad. Real yoga means bhakti yoga. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yoma samayajitka. Of all these yogis, there are different kinds of yogis. So that we receive this authorized verse a yoginavati service of all the yogis. The first class yogi is he who is thinking of Krishna always living there. Madhagata antarātmaka, antarātmaka, sadhyāvā, bhajate. That is our process. We are chanting Hare Krishna. We are thinking of it. This is the first class yogis. Jāna vatthita tad gatena manasā pasyanti yam yogina. In the Vedic, yes. So jāna meditation means thinking of the Supreme. And that is real yoga, not this gymnastics. That is physical. Jana vasthita tadgatena manasa vasthanti yam yoga. Jasyantamena vidushtura sudhagaha divaya tasmai nama. Other scholars, professors, try to understand this moment. Let us come. It is very important scientific. It is not a mental compass based on Vedic principles.
The question
is, what Vedic idea that knowledge, human knowledge is imperfect. We definitely go along, because we are limited by old time, by old biological limitations, and so on. But this statement that there is perfect knowledge that it can be acquired, and that there are advantages which is acquired, that's a very strong statement it is. And my question is of the practical nature. How one can know that given source of supposed spiritual truth is an actual truth? Is there any technique that can get to it apart from
that? That I already said is that you take these vibrations from the Vedic knowledge and you experiment it. Observation and experience, that is scientific. So first of all observation and then experiment. And when you are satisfied by experiment, then it's perfect knowledge.
If I am satisfied, can I realize that
much on my own? Anyone can do, provided he knows the art, how to do it. It is a technique also. You cannot make experiment as a crude man. You must be expert.
Because I said it was scientific, maybe one of the
presentation
of words that I have
more. But it is. In our Chaitanya Charitamrita time, it is a statement. Chaitanya dayar katha karah vichar. Just try to make an experiment on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Vichar karino chitte pare chanta. When you make an experiment, then you will be, oh Lord, this is so nice. It is not to be accepted blank. No, you have to see through the height of the Shastra. But God has given you the instrument by which you can make an experiment. The same thing, as it is stated, final breakfast of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Vedhina Smithyatari. This is the statement. Now you make experiment. You have a physical laboratory. You must know the how it can be explained. It is given. The example is given. The child is passing.
As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death.
Now, this is a fact everyone knows, that the body is changing. Now, how the last body is changed, that we want to explain. How it is passing. To make experiment means you have to know the science, how to make experiment. That is knowledge. You take the basic principle of knowledge and then you make your experiment. And you know this is what happens.
Is there any direct line of division between that which you would call knowledge and that which is religion?
Religion, as it is passing on at the present moment, a kind of faith, this is not religion. This is not religion. According to religion means dharma, the characteristic. Just like you are eating something salty, something sweet. So, the sugar, the characteristic is the sweet. That is religion. And the salt is salty. The chili is pungent. So, these characteristics is religion. So you have to find out religion, what is your real characteristic. That is religion. Now religion is, I believe in this. There is another sentiment. Religion without philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental process. Those two things must be combined. Philosophy and sentiment. Then it is religion.